Bill Corbis and his family have owned a piece of Alaska Electric Light and Power almost from the day the company was founded. His grandfather and a great uncle bought into the utility in 1896 when it was only 2 years old. His father, William Corbis, was the longest serving company president from 1949 until 1987. Bill started working for AEL&P in 1970 and went on to serve 8 years as president and CEO in two separate stints. Even after he retired in 2002, Corbis and his family remain the majority owners of Alaska Energy and Resources, AEL&P's parent company. But Corbis says they've reached a turn in the road, and now is the time to sell.
I'm 76 years old. There is no Corbis family member here to continue to be involved with the company at the board of directors level or as part of the employment team.
Corbis says there would be inheritance tax obligations if the company is not sold before he dies. He also says several AERC shareholders are looking to sell their stock, and the company wants new sources of capital for future projects to provide energy to its nearly 16,000 customers. He says AERC wanted a buyer that would focus on three things: providing reliable and competitively priced electric service, being a good corporate citizen in Juneau, and taking care of AEL&P's employees. Corbis says the company had other suitors, but in the end,
the management team and the board of directors decided that Avista was, in our case, was by far the best match.
Current AEL&P president and CEO Tim McLeod says the two companies have a number of similarities.
Other than they being much bigger than we are, we felt like we were very similar in corporate values and corporate culture.
Dennis Vermillion, president of Avista Utilities, sees that too. The company was founded in Spokane in 1889 as part of an effort to build a power station on the Spokane River.
We're very much like AEL&P in that we started, you know, really in a very small community over 100 years ago with a foundation of hydroelectric energy.
Today, Avista serves more than 600,000 customers with electricity and natural gas in Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and Montana. Vermillion says Avista sees an excellent growth opportunity in AEL&P.
A big deal for us, it fits nicely from a strategic perspective in what we're trying to do, and that is grow our utility business and diversify our energy assets.
And while he admits it won't happen for several years, he says there also could be opportunities to grow Avista's natural gas business in Juneau and beyond.
There's been a lot of discussion about CNG, compressed natural gas, and LNG, liquefied natural gas, and Tim and I and others have talked about that, and it's something that we look forward to rolling up our sleeves on and exploring what the opportunities might be, not only for the Juneau area, but all of southeast Alaska.
Vermillion says the proposed reopening of the AJ mine did not play into the company's decision to pursue the merger. Another Alaska Energy and Resources subsidiary, AJT Mining Properties, is a part owner, along with the city and borough of Juneau, of the old mine near downtown.
We're a utility company. That's what we do. We think we're pretty good at it, and we know that there's a very well-run and good utility company in Juneau, and that's that really was what the impetus of this transaction is for us.
In the immediate future, both parties say there should be no noticeable changes at AEL&P. The company's headquarters will remain in Juneau, and Avista has promised to retain all of its 60 full-time employees for at least 2 years after the transaction closes. As for Corbis, he plans to stay on until the ownership transition is complete, and at the very end of Monday's press conference announcing the deal, he said he has plans for his share of the Avista stock.
It is my intent to sign over 90% of my new Avista shares to the Juneau Community Foundation.
The Community Foundation helps donors direct charitable funds to nonprofits in Juneau. It named Corbis Philanthropist of the Year in 2012 for his many years of community giving. Corbis says he's not sure how much the gift will total until the sale is complete, but guesses it will be somewhere north of $40 million. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.